This goes to Jill Geer, G-E-E-R, and like November, P like practice, fax 810-264-4378, and Maple View Assisted Living Center, fax 989-875-3779. Regarding Edna, E-D-N-A, middle initial M, like Margaret, Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S, date of birth 3/9/1932. Dear Ms. Geer and Maple View Assisted Living Facility staff, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Peters with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and dementia. Her last visit was May 15th. She's been feeling well. Her weight is stable. When blood sugars are checked in the morning, they range between 90 and 140. And she's not had any hospitalizations, illnesses, or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Occasional constipation. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Occasional incontinence of urine. No unusual strong foul odor, no visible blood or cloudiness, no edema, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the maximum dose Losartan, 100 milligram once a day. For pain, Tramadol is 50 milligram twice a day as needed, and Tylenol. Also as needed for pain. Ibuprofen 200 milligrams is rarely used. And since her last visit, she started on Seroquel 25 milligram twice a day for the dementia. Physical exam, weight is 166.8. Pulse 62, and blood pressure is 163 over 90. And that does range between 100, as low as 100 to 120, and as high as 180. And the diastolic 60 up to 90 usually. It's higher, the blood pressures are higher usually when she's having pain. And so if she receives a pain medication, the blood pressure will go down to normal level after within an hour of having a pain medication, according to staff. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 6th of 2023. Hemoglobin is normal at 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine is 1.19 with estimated GFR of 43. Calcium is 9.3, albumin 3.7, and phosphorus is 4.4. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension with fluctuating levels. We will not make any medication changes at this time as the staff is handling elevations in blood pressure by medicating her for pain, and that has been effective. 3, diabetic nephropathy. We will continue to have labs checked every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.